Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Doing church. I had a great time on the 200 Churches podcast with Jeff Keady. Jeff and I talked about some of the changes pastors and churches were forced to confront during the COVID shutdowns. For me, this was a time for my leadership team to examine why we do church the way we do. The shutdowns helped us identify the things that were biblical and non-biblical. Take a listen.
I think we're all tired of talking about COVID, but I think our experience of the past 2 years, which involves COVID, but a lot of other things as well, what has been your experience of the past 2 years?
You know, right at the very beginning, one of the things that was my focal point is this idea of, okay, this is eliminating some of the things that we have taken for granted for how, you know, farther than my history, farther than your history. Mm-hmm. We've just kind of always assumed this is how church is done. I mean, let's be honest, just about any church in America, or I should say, you know, kind of any evangelical Protestant church, when you walk in, you kind of know what the order of service is going to be. You have an idea of how the building is going to be laid out in a certain way, you know, all the chairs facing towards a platform, and you have all that. And then all of a sudden, when that's taken away from you, and you think, well, is that really what church is? Because you start thinking about, well, what about the ministry of Jesus or Paul or Peter when they're on the road? I mean, I don't think that they set up chairs in nice rows and, you know, work with the song leader, like, hey, let's pick out some songs that coordinate with the message I'm going to share and that sort of thing. And so it really helped us get back to what is church actually supposed to be? And one of the things that I love in kind of our lexicon that has sort of come out from this is that I hear in our congregation, people specifically calling it, they don't say, I'm going to church. They'll say, I'll meet you at the church building. Because we really emphasize the fact that the church is people. That, you know, when Jesus said, where two or three of you are gathered together, I'm there. Two people getting together can have church. And that should be our focal point, is that Jesus is being exalted, not that we're gathering together in a building. Because then again, I think going back to that word metrics, we can have probably a wrong idea that more people equals I'm being successful in ministry. But then what happens when there is a dip or something is out of your control? Your community's been shut down. Everybody's sheltering in place and you can't meet. Does that mean you're not successful at that time? So I don't think success is necessarily equated to how many bodies are showing up. It's what is happening when those bodies show up, when they get together.
One of the reasons I gave the subtitle, The Metrics That Really Matter, to my book was because of the frustration I saw in so many pastors who were feeling unsuccessful. I discovered that their frustration was largely due to trying to live up to metrics that simply aren't found in the pages of Scripture. As I wrote in the preface of my book, my larger concern is that churches, parachurch organizations, and nonprofit ministries that are largely founded to fulfill a biblical mandate are straying from the simple, freeing truths found in the Bible. Or maybe I should say that they are adding things to their ministries that aren't in the pages of Scripture. Whichever way you want to say it, the result is the same. We are using the wrong metrics to define success for our ministries. I fear that in our focus on unbiblical practices, we are missing the joy of really doing ministry. Our ministry should be joyful to us as leaders and joy-giving to those to whom we are ministering. If it's draining instead of fulfilling, that may be an indication that we are trying to gauge success by monitoring non-biblical metrics. If you want to dig into this a bit more, check out two previous posts I wrote, What is the Church Supposed to Be Doing? And Four Ministries of Healthy Churches. I'll be sharing more clips from this 200 Churches interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.